You are tuned in to Awaken Radio with Connie Chapman. To listen to more episodes, go to conniechapman.com or subscribe on iTunes. Hi everyone, this is Connie and welcome back to another episode of Awaken Radio. I know I say every week that I love being here with you, but I truly do. I feel so grateful that I have this platform to use as a way to connect with you and share my thoughts and feelings and my messages with you. It really is one of my favorite things to do. So today, the topic that I have to talk to you about is about how to break out of our fear-based reactions, those kind of knee-jerk emotional responses that we have to the events and circumstances of our life, and these types of responses that leave us feeling really powerless and really quite out of control of how we feel, because it feels like how we feel, our emotions, are driven and determined by things outside of us and therefore things outside of our control. So what other people are doing or what our boss is doing, our partner, our children, our friends, our family, or what's unfolding in our careers and our businesses, or what our body's doing, or how our finances look, or even sometimes what the weather's doing or the government's doing or world politics and events are unfolding. You know, there's so much going on out there in the world, and we all know we can't control all of it. Like, we truly do get that. As much as we probably want to try, we realize we are powerless to control all of the external things that are happening. But we are in our power to control what's going on within us around it. And that truly is the only place we hold power. But I think the times that we struggle with this is when we don't even feel we have power over our own selves and our own emotions, because the way we react and respond sometimes feels very out of our control. Things will happen and we'll react with anxiety or fear or panic or jealousy or rage or sadness or rejection or depression, you know. And it feels like if only I could just get all these circumstances and people in my life to be good and positive and being how I want them to be, then I could finally be happy, because I'd be able to get rid of all the things in my life that make me upset and that trigger me and hurt me and stress me out. But the way that those circumstances start to change is by you first changing, because they're a reflection and an extension of you. And when you stop feeding them with your energy and your emotional responses, they stop needing to play out in a way to create emotional responses. It is a bit of a chicken and egg situation. I get it. But let's look at what's within your power. What is within your power when something has unfolded in your world is how you respond to it, is what you tell yourself in your mind, is what you make it mean, is the story that starts to play, is your thoughts around it, right? Is what you make it mean about you. And all of those meanings and stories and beliefs and reactions that play out in your head then create very strong reactions in your body as well. And often we don't have enough consciousness or awareness to even realize this process has unfolded. We just know we don't feel good. And we just wish we could change that person, blame the government, blame our bodies, blame the bank, you know, make them fix it and then we could feel better. So let's talk about how to get into your power here, because that's what I want to support you to experience, is for you to feel empowered around your own emotional well-being so you can manage your own emotional state and feel the way you want to feel and know how to shift and change what's going on within you so you can feel good. And know how to create a bit of space within you around all of the drama and the storyline of your life so it doesn't have to impact you so much, so you can still be happy. You know, I remember living in this time, particularly it was through my 20s, I was so powerless to how I felt every day. I had no idea that I could change how I was feeling. I had no idea that I had any power or influence over what was going on inside of me. I really thought it all came from controlling and changing what was going on out there. And when we're so attached to and caught up in the storyline of our lives, we forget that we can step out of it sometimes and view it from a more objective space. It's like when you're sitting in a movie theater, right? And you're watching a movie on the screen. And, you know, if you were conscious in that moment, you would know the movie isn't real. But at some point through the process of watching the movie, you become really engrossed in it. And then you start having emotional reactions almost as though it's real. You've got adrenaline pumping through your veins. You're feeling stress. You're feeling anxiety, or you're feeling joy or love, or maybe you're crying. Maybe it's bringing up a whole heap of different emotions because in that moment, you're really caught up in the storyline and you're believing what's unfolding and it's impacting you in a big way. And the same thing happens in our lives. It's not until we can step back a little bit and get some perspective that we realize we don't have to respond with so much emotion all the time. So let's look at this. If you want to have a practice around this, if you want to find your power around situations where you currently feel very powerless, and if you want to find more peace and calm and inner neutrality around situations where you currently feel very emotionally reactive, here's a little practice for you. So the next time something triggers you, the next time it brings up a big, strong emotional response, anger, fear, jealousy, rage, comparison, not good enough, failure, abandonment, hurt, depression, sadness, whatever it is, write out on a piece of paper what's just happened. What is the event? What is the circumstance? What was the trigger? Is it something you saw happen in your bank balance, an email that you got, something someone said, something you saw on the news, you looked in the mirror, a bill that arrived in the mail, something your child did? And I want you to write it out on a piece of paper and just write it as a fact. This is a fact. It just is. It's not. Doesn't actually mean anything. It's actually not positive or negative or good or bad inherently. It just is. It's just an event. And just look at it. And then write out what's going on within me around this. What's going on? What have you started telling yourself? What thoughts have you projected onto that situation? What fears has it triggered? What insecurities? What doubts? What emotion? And why? You know, let's think of a couple of examples. So a bill arrives in the mail that you weren't anticipating. And then you might start to look at everything that's going on within you. There might be fear of, how will I pay for this? There might be lack of, I don't have enough money to pay for this. There might be blame. Oh, well, it's this person's fault. There might be self-judgment. Oh, well, it's my fault. I suck. I'm a failure. I'm irresponsible. It might be future tripping. Well, if I pay for this now, will I have enough money for what I need to pay for in the future? Just notice all of that and write it all down and notice how it's making you feel. And write that down too. And just sit with those feelings for a minute and breathe into them. Okay, so this event has happened. I'm telling myself this and it's making me feel this. That in itself is empowering, to be able to witness that process rather than just being in it. And then just take a bit of ownership for, okay, wow, here's something that's happened, but look at everything I've just projected onto it. Look at all the buttons that it's pushed in me. It's pushed all my hidden fears and insecurities and worries. Just like, say something happens with your partner or someone you're dating or a guy that you're interested in or a girl or your husband or wife. Write it down. What happened? What were the words they said? Not they did this to me, but maybe like this person didn't show up for their commitment. This person was late, or this person didn't even turn up at all, or this person didn't reply to my message, whatever it is. That's just a fact. That's just what happened. But then write out, well, what have I started telling myself about this? It means they don't love me. It means I'm not good enough. It means I'm not worth their time. It means I'm insignificant. It means I've been abandoned. There's something wrong with me. It means it's my fault. It means I'm never going to feel the love that I want to feel. Whatever it is. And then just notice what that brings up in you. And then the shift happens when we have the ability to change what's going on within us around this situation, not necessarily as yet to change the situation itself. We might just need to let that be for a minute. But can we change what we're telling ourselves about it? Can we change what we're making it mean? And can we change how we're feeling? So if you were to look at this situation less from fear and limitation and hurt and rejection or insecurity, and if you were to look at it more from love, abundance, trust, peace, ease, surrender, grace, how could you approach this differently? What could you make it mean? Does it actually mean anything about you at all? So ask yourself, is there a different way of thinking about this situation and can I take that on board? If it's with a bill arriving in the mail, can I just trust and know that if I pay for this bill, all the other money that I need for other things will arrive? I can trust that. Will I trust and believe in the abundance of the universe that there's more than enough to pay for everything I need to pay for? Can I take ownership of maybe the part that I played in this and learn my lesson and know that in the future I have to take greater responsibility in these situations? Can I just put my hands on my heart and breathe into what I'm feeling and soothe myself and say, darling, it's all going to be okay. Don't worry. Just stay in the present moment. Pay the bill. Everything's going to be fine. You've got this. The universe has your back. There's more than enough money to go around. Or if it's in relation to someone else, can you look at it from the perspective of maybe my attachment to this person's love is a reminder for me that I really need to love myself, because maybe I was forgetting to love myself and maybe I was getting too dependent on their love. Maybe I had expectations on them that were unrealistic. Maybe this is an opportunity for me to speak up from my heart and tell that person how I'm feeling or what I want and need rather than shutting down in a place of hurt and running away. Maybe this is my opportunity to practice forgiveness. Maybe this is my opportunity to focus more on what I really love and appreciate about that person and how wonderful they are pretty much all the time, rather than nitpicking on their flaws. There's always a shift that we can make around how we're thinking about a situation, what we're making it mean, and consequently how we're feeling. And when we do that, we are back in charge of our emotions. We're back in charge of how we feel. We're reconnected to ourselves. So I just wanted to bring that in as a conversation to bring some awareness to it, because it's something that's come up for a lot of my coaching clients lately, is how do we be empowered in these situations? How do we stop giving our power away? How do we stay in charge of our emotional well-being and how we're feeling? How do we respond in a higher, more love-based, expansive way? And as our energy changes around these situations, we're going to start manifesting different situations altogether that actually are more in alignment with the joy and happiness and abundance that we're already feeling. Any experience that you've had with this or what you feel your work is around this? If you love Awaken Radio, why not subscribe on iTunes so you get regular updates of every time a podcast comes out? And until next time, thank you for listening and I look forward to chatting to you next time on Awaken Radio. Lots of love. Bye.